would say that I'm really proud of everything the band's ever done. But I think that the process that normally happens in the band did not happen in that record, because those songs were already completed for this acoustic record that I did, Bridge, you know, that you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some of the stuff was sort of set in stone. I don't know. I don't know if that record really... Like, Resolve is... I really like Resolve. When I listened to it the other day, because I was kind of... I kind of, every once in a while, will go listen to one of our records to kind of get a state of mind or a point of view when I'm writing. And I went and listened to the Resolve record the other day, and I ended up listening to the whole thing. And it's funny to me that that record is not a more successful record of ours, because I think it might be our best. And I don't know, you know, that record's firing on all cylinders. The EP, it's cool. The songs are, I think, pretty good, and I think the band we all played well, but it's just, and maybe it's because it's an EP, but it's missing something for me, like, compared to Resolve.
And also, you also mentioned in the interview that you think that you know how, like, Wagon should sound now, and I was, like, going crazy, because you said that you think that, like, Wagon should sound like metal, like...
Yeah, that has already changed.
Okay, good.
No. Well, I do think we sound... That's what I think we sound like. To me, I mean, everybody's got a different definition of what punk is.
Yeah.
I really don't like the label thing to begin with. I don't know if I've ever really looked at our band as like a punk band, because the punk rock I grew up listening to is vastly different than what a band like Lagwagon sounds like. And also, I know our backgrounds. We all have pretty various backgrounds, and each individually listen to a lot of different kinds of music. And I know that a lot of us, especially me as a songwriter and Flip, we listened to a lot of metal growing up. You know, I was into hard rock and metal before I heard punk. So, because we're old. You know what I mean? That stuff precedes punk rock. It does. And so when, you know, I listen to our band, a lot of times I listen to the riffs and the chord progressions, and I say to myself, this is more metal than it is punk.
Interesting, because I found that Blaze, Resolve, and then Older Brother, I heard the transition, and I thought that was your sound, and then you mentioned about metal.
Yeah, I like pop music a lot, and I think that I was writing more and more, like, I was just really focused for a long time, and I still am, with most music that I write, on the pop sensibilities of the song. In other words, the melody depicts everything, including the lyrics and the feel and the rhythm and all those things. And I still feel that way about music, but the truth is, you can make exceptions to that rule, and Lagwagon can be an exception a lot of the time, because, you know, I don't know. It's good that something has a melody, and that's important, but it also needs to have a lot of dynamic and intensity. So I'm interested in seeing, like, what happens if we focus more on the riffs and focus more on that musical side of things. With the kind of players that we have in this band, like these two guys, it seems sort of like shameful if we don't try to do something a little bit more intricate. So I don't know. It makes my job a lot harder when I write that way, because then I got to try to put melodies over a lot of notes. And it's just, there's a fine middle ground there that I haven't found yet. But that's what I was talking about when I was saying that. I was saying that I kind of just decided to, and this is boring, I think, to most people, what I'm saying. Maybe not you, but...
For me, it's like...
But, I don't know, I've been also recently kind of... You know, it's hard making a record. I'm not as confident as I was when I said that. So we'll see.
Okay.
I got a lot of riffs. We'll see what happens.
Thank you so much for the interview. That was really
important, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice. All right. Hello. This was my interview with Joey Cape of Lagwagon, and we are almost done here. We're actually 5 minutes into Relentlessly Awesome, and I'd like to apologize to the regular listeners. Thank you so much for listening. That was my interview with Joey Cape of Lagwagon. It was a great big deal for me, talking to one of my heroes. If you like what you heard, you can find the podcast on CITR.ca, on my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com, and iTunes. Thank you so much. Relentlessly Awesome with Awesome Jason is up next, and Fun Drive has started. Fun Drive on CITR has started, and for the next 10 days, almost, I think, like 8 days, we will be taking on the donations for the Fine Drive. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. You are the best listeners. Thanks for all the feedback. And I'd like to finish the show with the Lagwagon song, obviously, Falling Apart from their album Blades. Thank you so much. Lagwagon, Falling Apart.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome to another episode of Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. Lovely track indeed. You are listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is the last show before CITR's annual fun drive. That's right, the annual fun drive starts at 12 p.m. today. That was an insanely nice track called The House That Heaven Built by David Prowse and Brian King, otherwise known as Vancouver's own Japandroids. And you may hear them quite a bit because that song in particular has been officially named the official theme song of a particular team in Vancouver that you may know and love. I'm not going to name that team, but it's pretty obvious. And you heard it first here on CITR 101.9 FM. Sadly, this isn't the first show that played that song. I remember a show that was hosted before mine, and I remember that song being on that playlist. But this is the second show that you've heard that song on the Canadian airwaves. That was The House That Heaven Built by the Japandroids. This next track is an insanely awesome track. It's called Black History Month by Death From Above 1979. Lovely track indeed. That was Black History Month by Sebastian Granier and Jesse F. Keeler, otherwise known as Death From Above 1979. And Jesse F. Keeler is part of Mastercraft, and Mastercraft performed at the AMS Block Party last year. Say what you will about Mastercraft, I thought they were okay. I mean, I thought they were pretty friendly. Anyways, this next track is the relentlessly awesome track of the week. It's called Chocolate by Manchester, England's 1975. An insanely awesome track that makes no sense whatsoever. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM.
Abroad Fair is proud to support CITR's fund drive from February 26th to March 8th. The fair is a great opportunity for anyone considering studying, volunteering, working, or traveling abroad. Exhibitors will include universities from around the world and student travel organizations. The Study and Go Abroad Fair happens Tuesday, March 5th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the East Ballroom of the Vancouver Convention Center. All visitors will also be entered in a grand draw with prizes including a trip on Air Canada, a volunteer trip in Nicaragua or Nepal, and an iPad. CITR will also be doing a live broadcast from the fair with interviews, demos, and more. For more information, go to studyandgoabroad.com.
It's t-shirt time!
T-shirt time!
It's t-shirt time! Everybody knows it's t-shirt time!
So annoying.
T-shirt time!
It's t-shirt time!
Oh my god, shut up now!
Shirtless robots, listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
Quite the advertisement indeed, with an abrupt ending, of course. That was I mean, I just played for you Chocolate by the 1975, and they're from Manchester, England. Last week's episode had a theme of Australia. That's right, most of the artists that I played were from the land down under. This week, it's Australia free. My playlist includes Canadian tracks, English tracks, and Scandinavian tracks. And guess what, folks? We're American free. This next track is from England, of course. It's If You're Never Gonna Move by Jesse Ware. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Relentlessly Awesome, hosted by yours truly, Jason. Now, this next track is from London, England. This is a 23-year-old man named Paul Dixon, and without a manager, a plugger, or a label, this track reached number one on Hype Machine, amassed 100,000 plays. It's an insanely awesome track. This is Solace by Fife. And yeah, you heard correctly. Without a manager, without a plugger, or a label.
But I can't help feeling like I've been misunderstood. Right to my bones, yes, my sin, you should. Feel this ground is breaking, nothing is there underfoot. Living isn't easy when you've been free, and it's taken away. I will lay my head down till some sense has been found. Insecure, but I've been wasting away. solace comes like I hoped it would. Lovers overcome things I didn't know that it could.
Insanely awesome track indeed. That was Solace by Fife, London, England's Fife. Hey, just a heads up, CITR's annual fun drive starts today at 12 p.m. and this is the final countdown to the 75th annual year of, celebrating the fun drive. Anyways, for $30 you can get a free A Friends of CITR card, $75 pledge, you get a Friends of CITR card and a t-shirt, and the list goes on. For $1,000, you get two Friends of CITR cards, two t-shirts, two Pop Alliance LPs, two 30 years of discarded calendars, and two Radioversary tote bags. For more information about the Fun Drive swag that's available, this year, just check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CITR101.9. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, Jason. This next track is from Scandinavia. This is Karen Park, and this track is called 1,000 Loaded Guns. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome.
Thank you. Claire.
Cash. Bling. Dollar dollar bill. Green. C notes. Benjamins. Checks. Money orders. Credit card. Monthly direct deposit. Give us your money online at CITR.ca. That way you don't even have to put pants on. Your pledge supports the station for an entire year. Help CITR reach its fundraising goal of $30,000. To donate, please call 604-UBC-UNIT or visit CITR.ca.
And now, some Canadiana. This is from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is Crystal Castles, and the track is called Transgender. And just a heads up, CITR's annual fund drive starts today. Earlier, I messed up a little bit and said it was the 75th annual. And then when I said that, I just thought, well, no, that can't be, because there's no way that, you know, the first year of broadcasting on UBC airwaves that they did a fund drive. So we're celebrating the 75th year at UBC's. And yeah, this is the fund drive of this year, 2013. Check it out. Anyways, this is Transgender by Crystal Castles, and you're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. One of my favorites indeed. That was Ethan Kath and Alice Glass, otherwise known as Crystal Castles, and that track was called Transgender. And it was off of their brand new album called Crystal Castles 3. Just a heads up, CITR's Fun Drive will start today, that's right, at 12 p.m. And if you've been listening to my show, you probably would have known that already. I'm just giving you a heads up, just in case you're tuning in right now, as we speak. Anyways, for more great information about the CITR Fun Drive, check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CITR101.9. A lot of great information, man. Anyways, this next track is from Vancouver. It's called Possession, and it's by Humans. Oh, A lovely track indeed, that was Possession by Humans. And just a heads up, CITR's Fun Drive starts today. This is the third time I've said it in a row, but hey, you need to know. And just a heads up, the Fun Drive starts in 20 minutes from now. So yeah, that's right, Duncan from Dunkin's Donuts starts things off. Just a heads up, there's a lot of great information about the CITR Fun Drive on our Facebook page. It's called facebook.com/CITR101.9. And you can find out a lot of information about the Fun Drive, like the finale, the Fun Drive finale, which is hosted at Chapel Arts on 304 Dunleavy. And there's six great bands that will play at that venue, including Movieland, Peace, Gal Grayson, Babysitter, Sleuth, Bank Robber, and Jay Arner. And there's a bunch of links that you can go to on our Facebook page, and you can check out, you know, more information about these great artists. Now, this next track is called Northern Lights, and it's by England's own Kate Boy. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, who doesn't like that song? That was Northern Lights by Kate Boy. And just a heads up, and I say that quite a bit, but guess what? You need that. So just a heads up, you can still donate to CITR 101.9 FM, even though the Fun Drive officially starts 15 minutes from now. You can start, you know, donating right now, and you can donate to my show, Relentlessly Awesome. Just call in, and there's operators standing by, so check it out. And also go online. It's citr.ca/donate, and then scroll down, find Relentlessly Awesome, and, you know, chip in $5 or something like that. This next track is, of course, Claire Boucher, otherwise known as Grimes, and the track is called Night Music from Visions. How's it going? An insanely awesome track indeed. That was called Night Music by Grimes. And you're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm kind of lounging right now, doing some things on the computer, like updating our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CITR101.9FM. And that's right, I'm going to say it. Just a heads up, the fun drive starts in 10 minutes. It's so exciting. Our goal is $30,000. I think we can eclipse that. There's a lot of excellent hard work. No pressure whatsoever. But can't see us not making $30,000. If not $1 million. Just kidding. This next track is called Pale Flash by one of my favorites, Crystal Castles. What of course. And then I'm going to have a little bit of time left. I'm going to find a track, or actually an album from our playlist. That's right. From our playlist. So stay tuned. And of course, please stay tuned for more great music like the show up next, which is Dunkin' Donuts, hosted by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Dunkin'. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, that was Crystal Castles, and the track was called Pale Flesh. Now, I know earlier today, I promised that this playlist would be Australian free. Well, I lied. This is from Australia. The artists are named Banshee, and the track is called You're My Rescue. I didn't have enough time to go to the playlist and find an album that I liked. So, without further ado, another track from my playlist that I wasn't scheduled to play. This is You're My Rescue by Banshee. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Ooh.
Alrighty, I'm almost done. This is Jason from Relentlessly Awesome, and the album that I picked is CD number 244, otherwise known as Reign of Terror, by Brooklyn, New York's Sleigh Bells. Derek E. Miller and Alexis Krauss are insanely awesome. This is classic Relentlessly Awesome because I've played them quite a bit in the past. And again, this is CD number 244. And it is called Reign of Terror by Sleigh Bells. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll see you next week, hopefully. And please stay tuned for more great programming. See ya!